Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, we got the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up. But first, with their newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Their best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper fee billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, let's get to the good of the day midweek version.
Midweek version. Well, it's a hump day. It's a Wednesday. And guess what today is?
What? Your birthday?
My birthday, but it's also for my boys, it's their first day of school. So it's a kind of a hybrid good here. First of all, I got to give it up to my wife because she is wrangling three kids, getting them off to school after a summer of nothing but sleeping in. God bless her heart. I hope she can handle it and get through it all. Kicking them all out of the house today. The other good of the day is it's a local story here, but I loved it so much I had to share. A Missouri City dad, which Missouri City is kind of a suburb of Houston.
Right.
Before he was on his way to take his kids to school, because, you know, schools don't all start on the same day here. It's bizarre. But so their school, I think, started yesterday or the day before that. But ahead of him taking his kids to school, he ran into a little issue in his driveway.
Okay.
And I'll have him explain it.
Well, good morning, Groggy. I'm ready to just take my kids to school. It's my daughter's first day in middle school. So she runs back. Dad, there's an alligator in front of the door. I'm thinking she's just joking. She's trying to skip school, not go to school. I say, just stop it. All right, we're going to school today. Just stop it. Holy, yeah, there's a gator.
How did you know what to do?
Steve Irwin. Crikey, there's a gator. That's what you do. You jump in his back. And they're like, okay, I'm doing it.
That's awesome.
He channeled his inner Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin's been dead for a long time. So he's using his old memories of Steve Irwin dealing with the gator.
And it's all on videotape because he said no one would believe him unless he videotaped it. So he had someone video. I think he has a daughter who is 19. He had her videotape it and shows him. I mean, he knew that I got to cover the eyes, so he kept throwing towels at it, but the gator was very upset. And so he kept throwing towels over the eyes and then finally got it. And then he said he's mastered in the arts of jiu-jitsu, so he used a jiu-jitsu spin move to get on his back and tape the gator up.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. I don't want to live in an area where a gator could be in my way.
And it's something else that he found out because he called animal control and said, hey, man, I need some help. There's a gator. And they asked how big it was. And I guess it wasn't in the parameters of it being an emergency.
Oh, all right. So what were they basically saying? Don't worry. It can't hurt you.
No. I guess it has to reach a certain length for it to be deemed an emergency. This gator, by the way.
Well, hold on. When you said no. What were they saying about the current gator that he was facing? Yeah, it wasn't going to do anything?
Apparently, it needs to be
wouldn't
over.
Wouldn't an emergency be that gator could hurt us badly?
Because here's the reasoning. Their reasoning. A gator needs to be over 8 to 9 feet for it to be considered an emergency.
To now, do this, what?
Exactly.
Like
this gator, by the way, I got to let you know, easily 7 to 8 feet long.
Okay. So my problem with that sentiment is, okay, so anything less than that is harmless?
Anything less than that, it's your problem.
Your problem. I got you.
You know, maybe I guess get a broom, channel your inner Steve Irwin. I don't know.
The stories that frighten me the most about gators, and I heard this a lot in the low country of South Carolina, they'd be like, so-and-so was killed by an alligator walking her dog.
Right.
And they're walking by open water, and the dog is just going near the water. The gator gets the dog, and then the woman or somebody tries to get the dog out of the grasp of the gator, and the gator goes, well, I'll just take you too. Why? We're not playing here. And then they die. They get in that death roll with the gator snapping them, and then that's it. They're scary stuff, man.
Just,
and they can move. Have you seen video of an alligator moving?
Yes.
They don't play. They're not lumbering along like boom, 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 boom. Like the brontosauruses in Jurassic Park. They can fly. They can cook. When they get moving, you're done. That's why they run. You run in a zigzag, so they can't.
No,
see
that's
it.
Why we always see the video of one that's kind of lumbering on a golf course.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, like, I can outrun that. Ba-dum,
ba-dum, ba-dum. But no, they, especially with their the neck to the tip of their nose, that thing moves at rocket speed.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, well, good for him. He's hero to me. Well done. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. I am a fan of the Premier League, and my team is Manchester United. I've been rooting for them for
years. What's going on with them? Explain this. I'm glad you brought it up. I keep seeing bad things about Manchester United.
They have a new coach, and he has set a dubious record of being the first coach in Manchester United's history to lose his first two matches. And if you played really good teams, say they played, two of the top two teams, okay, you can make an excuse for it. The two teams that they've played, they should have beaten.
Right.
One, the really bad one was this past weekend where they lost 4-0 to a team that finished 13th last season.
Okay, is this like the Buffalo Bills losing 52-10 to, Jacksonville?
But not only losing 52-10, but having 42 of those points scored in the first half.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that's what happened to Manchester United. They allowed those four goals all to be scored in the first half.
Gotcha.
And so the game was over. And so there's inner turmoil. Fans are back at it again with, hey, we need to get rid of the owners, and the current owners are the Glazers, who I do believe still own the Buccaneers.
Can you get rid of the owners?
I don't. You can.
Shouldn't the answer immediately be no?
It is a no, but I guess if you put enough pressure on them, you can. They might advise. I know it's a slippery slope.
Rewind that for a second. In the NFL, if your owner is convicted of murder, league can go, you're out.
Right.
But the fans can't go, we don't like losing back-to-back games. The league goes, I don't care. We're not taking the team away from him.
Right.
Manchester United fans can go, we don't like this. And so it would be great, Glazers, if you give up a unbelievably massive investment in your portfolio to satisfy us.
No, here's the issue, okay? And I'll explain it this way. They've been protesting the American ownership for a long time. They haven't really ever liked it.
So?
Well, I'm just letting you know that's where they come
from. But again, is that just griping or is there a legitimate, rid of the Glazers because there's a way to do it?
They feel it's almost like a Ted Lasso situation. What do Americans know about English football?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Rewind. Stop. I really want to get to this story, and I don't want to miss do the here. Again, I want to separate fans going, I don't like this, to we have a legitimate avenue that if we pursue it, we can actually get rid of the owner.
Oh, no, they don't have a legitimate.
Okay, that's what I want to get at.
They don't have that.
It doesn't matter how they feel. Right. I don't care if it's a Ted Lasso thing. I don't care if they're like, I don't like Americans. Is there a legal path through the system of Premier League where those fans could go, if we do X, Y, and Z, the Glazers have to sell the team legally?
No. Now, what could happen with the amount of protests that keep occurring, you could have that, other owner situation going, hey, guys, this is a bad look for us. Or if all of a sudden they just stop attending games, which will never happen.
Yeah, I was going to say
It's never going to happen. They could protest outside, which they have. They have gone down the road of, hey, protesting every single game for as long as they possibly could for a first half of an entire season and got nowhere with it.
Washington fans hate Dan Snyder,
right.
But the season ticket list, get on it today if you want your grandchildren to get them.
And the only way Dan Snyder, I think, would be ousted is, if something really incriminating came down, sure.
No, I totally get that.
But I'm saying this, is that the only other way that I think that Snyder would be willing to sell is if all of a sudden everyone started stopped showing up, which you know is not going to happen.
But again, I mean, I don't know how they, I don't know the English culture of that. But here, even if people weren't showing up, the league would still go. But that's not a slippery slope to remove an owner from owning a team. It's not. Yeah. It's not firing a coach where he just gets another job. It is. This is an investment in a portfolio. This is not just, oh, we're sorry you're unhappy with, like, we're going to get rid of a $4 billion. The Glazers own one of the most valuable franchises in all of the globe.
Yep.
They're not just going to sell it because Bob and Earl down at the pub are drinking a pint and go, we don't like those Americans owning our team. They go, oh, we're sorry. Did we insult you? Yeah, let's get the process to sell the team and what it could be for our family 50 years from now. Let's give that to somebody else because you two clowns don't like the fact that we're American.
Now that we've covered that end of it, I can say, I'll tell you this. They might be willing to sell if the price is right. Because there is someone out there who has flirted with buying big companies before, who is now teasing on buying Manchester United. And this is another bad, bad, is Elon Musk has been teasing about buying Manchester United, which I think would be far worse than the Glazers.
It's not what it's worth today. It's what it's worth 25 years
right.
from now. If it's worth $10 billion today, it'll be worth $50 billion.
I would be shocked. If they ever sold that team,
it's losing money. We're struggling to keep it afloat. Come in and rescue us. The Glazers own something that could be worth 10 figures now in a couple of years, and even deeper 20 years. It's like the whole family is going to own this for, you know, down the road. So if the price is right, the price is right. But I would say, If the value of the team is $5 billion, $10 billion, whatever it is, you got to pay me $15 billion because that's what it's going to be worth as we continue down the road. Like as we keep advancing, you're going to pay us for what it's going to be worth future down the road than it is today. I'm not selling it to you with the price tag today. I'm selling it to you as a price tag, what it's going to be.
Yeah, currently, I can say this. Currently, the club is worth $2.09 billion.
Yeah. So let's say $2 billion. You got to pay me at least $8 or $9 for me to want to get rid of it. But that might be a little too much. Maybe six. Maybe five or six. But all right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is, it's the AP Top 25 came out on Monday, right?
Yes, it did. And I was so excited. South Carolina wasn't on it.
Yeah. Give it time. Rattler.
Spencer Rattler is going to be amazing.
But just thankful you didn't end up on this list,
dude,
Tony, because the Mountain West saw it as an opportunity to flex that they had the same amount of teams as the Big 12 and more teams than the Pac-12 in the top 44.
Oh, we're playing that game now. Is that what we're doing? We're going to go down the list. And like I said, Tennessee got the most other receiving votes category. But no one is saying, we're the 26th ranked team in the country.
Yeah.
No, you didn't make it. There's a club. So, you got to get in the club.
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, the Mountain West is bragging that they have five teams in the top 44, none of which are in the top 25.
Is this that internet trolling thing that the kids like to do?
That's what the Mountain West is trying to do, but it's kind of backfiring on them because everyone's pointing out the fact that they don't have a team in the top 25, yet the Big 12 and Pac-12 do.
Big 12's got like three teams in the top 25?
But
Baylor, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State?
But they have the same amount of teams in the top 44 as the Mountain West.
Mountain West kicking butt and taking names, right? Mountain West Conference.
Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy, Mountain West. What are the teams? Is Air Force one of them?
Air Force, Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, and Utah State.
I've done my fair share of time in the Mountain West Conference, but that's a little silly, Mountain West.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, yeah. I remember the first year of the Mountain West, I was, when it came about, I said, oh, this is, because it was like a split from the WAC and everything.
Yeah, and just, because I know you were wondering as well, Fresno State is leading the votes.
Oh, is that the top Mountain West team?
Yeah, they have 32 votes.
Yeah, oh, very good. Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Utah Ooh. State has 2. Air Force has 4.
Oh, good.
Boise State has 5.
Very nice.
And they have 4 votes.
Good for the service.
But, you know, hey, it's more than what the Pac-12 has in the top 44.
That's
Remember that.
Well done, Mountain West. Well done. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Caroline Fenton's going to join us from the game in Nashville coming up in 13 minutes. We'll talk to her about the Titans as we continue our AFC South week. As we continue, it's Wake Up Call.